Well, we recently began this holy season of Advent, this period of 4 weeks in which we prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ at Christmas again each year. And Advent is really such a beautiful season. I know for some of you it's your favorite liturgical season of the year, because it is a four-week season of joy, peace, love, and hope. It's a time of preparation in which we can really enter into the sacred liturgies that the Church gives us to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ at Christmas. It is a very beautiful season in the Church's liturgy. And so when we look at Advent spirituality, there are some things we can do during this Advent season to enter into what the Church wants us to do to prepare our hearts for Christ. First, we look at the sacred liturgies. When you come to Mass during Advent, I would certainly encourage you to keep up this very good practice of going to daily Mass, if at all possible, during the Advent season. Because if you come to daily Mass, you'll be nourished in your faith. The readings will enlighten your mind. The receiving of Jesus in the Eucharist will make you holier. It'll help you in your spiritual life to receive the Lord as often as possible. So to be nourished by the liturgy of the Word and then by the liturgy of the Eucharist. And notice the prayers that are said during Advent, all about preparing ourselves for Christ. And then notice that the readings will all be from the prophet Isaiah, who was the great Old Testament prophet who kept talking about the coming of the Messiah. And then the New Testament readings, the Gospels, will be mostly from St. Matthew's Gospel, some from St. Luke's Gospel, but these also will be readings that will prepare our souls for Christ. And then we'll have many saints during this Advent season that will also help us prepare for the coming of Christ. Of course, the three great saints of Advent, our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, and St. John the Baptist. Those are the three great Advent saints. Our Lady, of course, is the one who was so receptive to the Word of God, who said yes to God. And she is the one who first accepted Christ into her heart, soul, and body. So she is the perfect one to help us prepare for Christmas. And fortunately, we have the great feast day of the Immaculate Conception during Advent, in which we honor Our Lady's sinlessness on December 8th. Then we'll celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe on December 12th, when she, as a Heavenly Mother, came down from heaven and appeared in North America, or in obviously Mexico, but on our continent. And Our Lady showed her motherly love. And then during Advent, we'll be hearing about St. Joseph as we get closer to Christmas and the role that he played in safeguarding the Christ child and protecting our Blessed Mother. So he too can prepare us to receive Christ at Christmas. And then we'll be hearing a lot about John the Baptist. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets and the first of the New Testament prophets. He was the bridge between the Old and New Testament. And John the Baptist is the one who prepared the people for the Messiah. And so his words will prepare us for Christmas as well. Then, of course, we'll have other saints like St. Nicholas on December 6th that we should honor, the great saint of generosity and giving, and St. Juan Diego on December 9th, also a great evangelist, the greatest lay apostle of the 16th century, who, as simple and humble as he was an incredible instrument of God in sharing his message of how the Blessed Mother appeared to him. And within 15 years, 10 million people were baptized and converted to the Catholic faith because of this humble, saintly layman who explained how the Blessed Mother had appeared to him and the message that she shared. So we have great saints that we think about during this Advent season. So I encourage you to keep going to daily Mass, keep listening to the beautiful prayers at the beginning of Mass and at the end of Mass. Listen to the readings from Isaiah and St. Luke or St. Matthew, and really enter into the sacred liturgies and the saints that the Church gives us. So it is a beautiful season. Some people have called it a mini Lent, even though it doesn't have the same severe penance or fasting that Lent does, but it is an opportunity for us to maybe, instead of giving something up, to do something extra. That extra rosary, like the joyful mysteries of the rosary, which I say every day during Advent, and I find it very beneficial, and I encourage you to do this as well. Every day pray the joyful mysteries, and you'll be meditating upon the birth of Christ. And then keep coming to Mass, keep, you know, go, make sure you go to confession and listen to the great liturgies during this holy Advent season.